Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. There's the Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Eric Cargiolotto is our guest. You know, folks, I like Eric. I like what he has to say, but I'd invite him back just because of his name, even if I didn't like him as much, because he's the only guy, maybe the only, one of the only guys in the Brain Trust whose name is harder to say than Blasingame. So Eric, you got that going for you. I know you're excited about that, aren't you?
You know, it's rare when that name actually comes back with any favorable ramifications, so that's great, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you take what you can get. I am saying it correctly, right, Eric Cargiolotto?
That's great, yeah.
Eric, I knew I had the Eric right. And that's the book is called Speak Human. The company is called Smash Labs. Put a .com on the end of that, you'll find his website. The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Actually, you have to special order or buy on Amazon because it's self-published.
So okay. So Amazon or find it from you. So check it out, folks. It's a good one. Eric, when we went to the break, I promised that we would talk about how to push back on your web developer. And I said that I didn't like it when a web developer gave me one idea. And let me tell you why I don't like it. They always, whenever a designer of a logo or whenever I bought a logo or a website or whatever from somebody, have somebody working with me on it, they would always present this one idea to me and act like it's the most wonderful thing that they can't, that they know, you know, some kind of an international award is going to be forthcoming from this. Well, you know, how do I then tell them, well, I don't like it?
Certainly. I think there are a couple of things. First of all, and a lot of people don't like hearing this, is that sometimes what the client likes or doesn't like isn't actually that important. What's most important is if that item works well. Does it actually achieve the needs of the brief? And so what really matters is what do your customers think of it?
I am smart enough to know. Let me rephrase it. I have become smart enough to know that what I like online is not exactly what sells, what works, and so I do require your opinion, your help with that sort of thing, but you're going to have to prove to me that if I don't like it, you're going to have to prove to me that I'm wrong.
That's it, and I think the weakness of a lot of designers, and this is why it's wise to select someone who has a good track record and check their references and really know that you're getting someone who's earned their skills and their knowledge, is that it's not something that can be done in a haphazard or flippant kind of sense. Mm-hmm. You can't just build something quickly, toss it off, and go, it's brilliant, so accept it. You need to have serious planning and good thought behind that. And if you do, I think that's where you trust a professional. Just like when I go to a mechanic, I don't know anything about fixing my car. I trust that I'm going to someone good, and if my car blows up the next moment, I'm certainly going to hold them responsible. But I am going in looking for them to make professional decisions around that. I think it's very similar with visually driven things, is that you really need someone who's going to challenge you to make the best design possible for your company.
Well, that's good information, but I still say that if I can have, and I tell people in the beginning when we start looking at some design of some kind, I tell them that, you know, if you want me to be happy, if you want to make this process go a little further, give me a couple of options. Mm-hmm. And I used to be, many years ago when I was in college, I worked for Sears, and I managed the furniture department, believe it or not. And we only had room for one dining room suit because the department was small. We only had room for one dining room suit. And I could never sell that dining room suit. And finally, I figured out why. Because ladies wanted to be able to choose between this one and that one. Even if the one I had was the one they wanted, if they didn't have something to compare it to, they would not make the decision. So since I only had room for one, I just quit selling dining room suits.
Right.
I use that space for something else. So I think there's a human nature thing there. What do you think?
I think that's certainly it. I think we want to taste different options and see what's available to us. And I think what's important to note here is that, And again, different, the way that you're describing buying design is how 99% of the industry does it. The problem with that way of going is that if you bought that dining room set, odds are that you would probably pick one of those three. The mm-hmm. problem when you do it in a visual setting is that someone will go, I'll take half of that dining room set and another half of the other one. We'll put the whole thing together with some glue and we'll be perfect.
And the sad part is when you're talking about designing a website, that doesn't always work, does it?
It very rarely works. Yeah. And at the end, people look at it and go, well, it doesn't really look as good as we thought.
Isn't that what I thought? So leave it up to the pros, folks, but don't be afraid to argue with them a little bit. Eric, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Cargiolotto, folks. His book is called Speak Human. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.